And I'm Ash. Welcome to Crime Potatoes Podcast.
Grab your snacks, get comfy,
and let's get to it.
Now you've caused yourself to really cough. Yeah.
We're good. Hello, welcome back to another episode.
Another week, another episode.
And you guys, we are finally mostly not sick.
Finally mostly not sick, but you know, there's still a lingering
residue of sickness. I feel 10 times better. But it's just like, I don't know if anyone else feels this, but the cough, it does not go away for like months, I swear. So it's just kind of hanging on tight.
That is my household. It's the worst. Yeah.
Anyways, what are you snacking on, Kenz?
Well, in my hurry to get up here, I didn't grab a snack, but I did grab the most important thing, which is my Diet Dr. Pepper. So,
that is
what I have. What about you, Ash?
I have a variety today. So I have my water, trying to stay hydrated.
Good job.
And I also have a Capri Sun, because why not? And then I have some Yogis.
Ooh, Yogis.
So.
Nice. Yes.
But
that's
love it for
Yogis
me.
Now, thanks to you.
They're so good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it is Ash's turn this week.
Sorry, I was just chugging my Capri Sun. Because it's my turn this week, so I won't have time to drink it. All right. You guys are ready for this?
I am ready.
My case sources are storiesoftheunsolved.com, jacksonville.com, solvethecase.org, saintaugustine.com, patch.com, and wikipedia.org.
All right.
Martha Jean Lambert was born on March 26, 1973, to Howard and Margaret Lambert. She was the youngest, having two older brothers, David and Raymond. The Lambert children seem to have had a tough childhood. Their early years, they spent a lot of time in the foster care system. And then when they were home with their parents, it wasn't any easier. Their father, Howard, was an alcoholic and would often get into fights with the family. And beyond the alleged abuse in the home, they didn't have a lot of money to be taken care of properly. Despite Martha's upbringing, she was a shy, friendly child. She loved school and her friends, trying to spend as much time with them as she could. On the busy evening of November 27, 1985, 12-year-old Martha and her mother were attending a neighborhood gathering. Around 7:30, Martha told her mother she was going to run home real fast and be right back. She assured her mother it would be less than 5 minutes. She ran to their home down the street, talked to her father for a few minutes, and then left to go back to the party. Margaret waited for Martha to return, but she seemed to be taking longer than she thought she would. More and more time passed, and Margaret decided to just check on Martha, make sure she was okay, and ask her why she didn't return. She walked home and called out for Martha, but there was no answer, and when she returned home...
Let me start that whole paragraph over, because that was rough. I am so sorry. My voice is still, like, with my cough and stuff, it's, like, checking out. Okay.
You're like, what, a teenage boy going through puberty?
Yeah, literally. Oh, my gosh. This is horrible. I'm sorry for you boys.
All right. Margaret waited for Martha to return, but she seemed to be taking longer than she thought she would. More and more time passed, and Margaret decided to check on Martha, make sure she was okay, and ask her why she didn't return. She walked home and called out for Martha, but there was no answer, and when she returned home, Martha wasn't there either. They searched for her late into the night, then when there was still no sign of her by 3 a.m., they decided to report her missing to the St. John's County Sheriff's Office. With her older brothers having run away in the past, police believed that this was another runaway child case. However, her mother pushed back. Even though Martha had a hard home life, she believed her daughter would never just leave on her own. Police shortly came around to the idea that Martha hadn't run away. Although there was no evidence of foul play, the family did give varying reports of what each of them had been doing that night. 2 days after Martha had gone missing, police searched the wooded area behind the family's home, but unfortunately, there was still no evidence that could be uncovered. 15-year-old David changed his story again when talking to the police. At one point, he said he saw Martha get into a black vehicle. Then at another, he said she just left the house and refused to tell him where she was going. With no other movement or direction in the case, it slowly went cold and remained that way for the next 15 years.
But after 15 years...
I'm taking a drink of Capri Sun. Okay. Then in 2000, the case seemed to be getting some more attention, as David confessed to killing Martha after he had been arrested for passing a bad check.
Whoa. And this is her brother?
Yes, so her brother was 14 or 15 at the time of her disappearance. But yes, this is her brother that is now confessing, and he was arrested for passing a bad check and then just confessed during this.
Okay, all I can think is the only thing is it's been sitting on him for what, 15 years, you said, and he couldn't hold it anymore. Yeah. So now I am even more intrigued. Go on.
So let's keep going. He told police he buried her. Why do I say that weird every time? He told police he buried her body in a place called the Pits. When police dug up the area, they didn't find anything, and search dogs didn't get a hit. Charges were never made. 9 more years passed, and in September of 2009, 38-year-old David once again called investigators to confess to his sister's murder. He told police that him and his sister were at the abandoned Florida Memorial College when they were fighting over $20. She allegedly punched him, so he shoved her and she fell backward, hitting her head on metal that was sticking out of the ground. David said he called out for help, but no one answered, and he was too scared to go home and tell his parents in fear of what they would do to him. So he picked up a broken road sign, dug a 3-foot grave in the sand, and buried his sister in it, then went home.
So now he confessed twice. Oh my gosh.
So crews went back out to search the area of the college, along with a half dozen canines specialized in finding remains. Still, nothing was found, but it is possible that if she was laid to rest there, that her grave was compromised because the college had been leveled out and the ground had been cleared in the last 20 years.
Well, and where were they? Where was this at?
This is in Florida.
So there's also a possibility of wild animals.
Yeah.
Too.
Yes. They were going to charge David with manslaughter. However, due to the statute of limitations that was in effect in 1995, when Martha disappeared, he could not be charged. Along with Margaret, the rest of Martha's family believed that David was innocent, and his confession had been coerced. And despite people believing the case is closed, they 100% believe it needs to remain open. After a press release regarding David's confession, he retracted it and said he actually was not involved in the disappearance, that he just told investigators what they wanted to hear. Even though David recanted his statement, the case was closed with no real resolution. And as of this recording, Martha Jean Lambert has never been found and her case remains closed and no charges have been filed.
I would like to see, I mean, it was probably before video recording, but maybe they at least voice taped it during his, when he was arrested for the check.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like he just was like, it's been sitting on him forever, and he finally confessed without them even asking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't pushing him, at least from what we know. Nothing was up. Like, it was just him passing a bad check, and that's why he was arrested, and then he just kind of spilled his guts to police. So, it is a very strange case. I personally think it needs to remain open.
Oh, yes.
Even if David did do it and they aren't able to press charges because whatever the laws were at the time. But I don't know. I don't think it, for Martha, I feel like this case deserves to stay open until it can be for sure resolved, because I feel like the family, like I said, Martha's mother, who was very pushy in this case and stuff, and even the rest of her family was like, there is no way David did this. So, I mean, not saying I agree with them, because I really have no idea. But if they're so concerned about it, I just feel like, I don't know. It should remain open until there's...
See, I get what you're saying.
For sure, a resolution.
I get what you're saying. I think that, yes, I agree with you and with the family. It needs to remain open because they don't have anything to say that he did it or not. They have no evidence, at least as far as we know, other than him confessing twice. And then, two, I do think there's a very good chance with the fact that he has come forward and confessed twice, and without police prompting him to, as far as we know, that he is...
Yeah.
He is the... murderer or suspect or whatever, but even with that, it still should remain open until they can confirm some way. They have had cases where there's no body, but they can confirm that the suspect is the one that murdered the victim. But in this case, I feel like they need to leave it open until they at least find the body, or at least can confirm in other ways that it is David, or if it really isn't him. I don't know. I'm kind of rambling, but you get what I'm saying.
And there is, just in case, you know, she was kidnapped or something like that happened, she did run away, anything like that, there is an age progressed photo. So I will post that on our social media along with all the other case photos that we don't really have, because there wasn't a lot to go on, but I'll post it with pictures of Martha and the family. So
awesome. I don't see why her brother would confess to that once, let alone twice, if he wasn't involved in some way. But again, like you said, you never know.
It's kind of a strange case, like I don't know, but you guys will have to let us know what you think, because it is one that's kind of hard to wrap your thoughts around.
No, because you
It's kind of hard to get your thoughts, put together.
Yeah. Yes.
So, us know.
Yes, let us know. And thanks, Ash, for sharing that. I don't think I've heard that case.
No problem. All right. That was the case of Martha Jean Lambert, and we will be back next week for a brand new episode. Stay safe, potatoes.
Bye.